How are you?
Blog Talk
Radio.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I can.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm proud of you because staying sober is hard. So
yes,
you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Especially with all, like, you know, especially being like a personality, I can only imagine, you know.
Yes, I mean, I literally went to it. I mean, I went to Atlanta to do that interview with Larry Reed. You know, I went to Hookah Lounge. I partied in Atlanta. I did Grammy weekend. I did Super Bowl weekend. Like, it was a lot.
Yeah,
I did a
like
whole live show that I've never did before, and it was all free drinks. Like, that, I was really tested.
You're strong. You're stronger than you think you are. So,
yeah.
Kudos to you for that. Going just a few things real quick. Beyonce and Rihanna comparison. Rihanna is cool as a cucumber. Beyonce is always going to give you that spicy mommy hot tamale, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was finger pointing the whole time during the Rihanna show.
Yes.
If Beyonce are an initiation, then what are the ladies' church services? I also think with the Jay Prince thing, I don't think a lot of people need to have kids. Prime example of that. JT, she wants to lay up and be with her man, but meanwhile, her man is out there making moves and music and doing his thing and doing his big one. So I don't get that. And was she at the Roc Nation brunch?
Who?
JT.
No.
Okay, so it's just weird, like, you know, how your man's out there making moves, but you want to sit there and lay up under him all the time. So that's all I got to say.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to take one more. Sorry. I'm getting a bunch of business calls. Okay, 5204, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
I just want to go ahead and put out here that despite somebody being pregnant or having anything else going on, that Super Bowl halftime show was intellectually and physically lazy. If you're going to come out of retirement, you better come out of retirement on Tom Brady or nothing.
Oh, hold on. It says she was at the brunch. I wasn't paying attention. I had an important text. Sorry. So she was there. Okay,
no,
5204. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. So, Carisha, was at the brunch?
I don't know, child. They said she was. I don't know.
The City Girls won't survive, nonetheless. And JT, she called it, talking about their different egos and the stuff that they want to do. You had said that months ago, that the City Girls won't survive because Carisha is more of a brand, and JT do seem like she want to be put up with her man. And as long as P. Diddy is P. Diddying, okay?
Yes.
Carisha is going to be good. I also feel like Krishan is messy for going and hanging out with Ruby Rose. I publicly like that. After she was already caked up with Holly Bailey. And she was.
Mm-hmm.
They was over there taking pictures like they were friends and stuff. And that's to make her look messy. It does.
Mm-hmm.
And her brand is never going to be able to grow as long as she, like you said, is up underneath somebody like Blueface and up underneath people like Zeus. But she really does have the potential to do other stuff.
Okay.
That's all I want to say, baby.
All right. Thanks, boo. All right. Listen, I hate to end the show right now. I'm going to have to do a station here. We're going to take some more callers because my phone is literally blowing up with these calls. It's an important call. Okay. So I got to go. But listen, I love you all. Until next time, I want you to keep that same energy. And I will see y'all in the next video. Okay. All right. Love y'all. Subscribe to the channel. Like the video. Thank you guys for coming. We're at an hour and 30. I love y'all. I love y'all. I had an amazing show. We had a good time. And I'm going to see you in the next one. All right. Bye.